in there. No wonder the sound has so much body.
We're probably not live when you've downloaded it, but we're live recording. I've already gone into a conversational cul-de-sac. My name is Danny Maverick Smith.
Oh, I've been done. I guess that leaves me as Phil Goose Barber. Sounds too close to Gooch every time. Phil
yeah.
Gooch Barber.
Well, you know what goosing is, don't you?
Well, you've mentioned.
It's when you stick your finger up there.
Thanks.
Without permission, you just go...
Is that another conscious reference from Top Gun, is it? Do you think were they aware of
the Goose? Homoerotic overtext of sticking your finger unbidden up somebody's...
Yeah.
See, I'm being all nice.
Is that you being nice?
That was me being nice.
One of them.
You are listening to Danger Zone Podcast, the podcast for studentbirmingham.com. If you want to get in contact with us, and why wouldn't you? We're a very nice gentleman indeed. You can get in contact with us at studentbirmingham.com is the website. livelearnbham@gmail.com is the email. And we're also on the Twitter at Danger Zone Pod.
It's true. Twitter us. Twitter us now.
Twitter us now, yeah. I'm happy with that.
We're checking, I'm checking.
I'm checking right now. Right, so every week, because to cope with the very expensive nature of playing records from artists that want money, we play three artists that we get from Brumcast.
Yes, yes.
Yes,
that's
yes.
From the distance, yes.
Yeah, you're just sitting there complacent, staring at me like a dog being shown a card trick.
Yeah, it's true. You steal all your music from another show.
So we don't steal it.
Another show sources it and spends their talent and time sourcing music, and you just listen to it and think, well, I'll have some of those.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, who better to steal it from than Little Chris from the Brumcast show on a Monday night? The Brummy John Peel. We love that man.
Do we? I've not met him yet. What's he like?
It's like the Brummy John Peel.
How much is he like the Brummy John Peel?
Averagely so.
Old, grey.
Sorry?
Grey. John Peel's a grey.
Is that same sort of stumbly?
Same sort of stumbly.
You know the stumbly. So yeah, great, amazing. Yeah. You know that slow stumbly, playing the records at wrong speed, etc., etc.
Yeah, I get you. I get you.
Yeah, he's that.
He's that. All right.
Anyway. He's on Rhubarb Radio on Monday nights at 8 o'clock.
He is. So if you want to go and listen to that first and then see where Danny steals all his music from, you could do.
It's kind of a synergy
is
thing
it?
That we no, I just steal them.
Is
basically, I don't even ask him anymore. I just steal them straight off his podcast.
Is it a bit like when artists get done for on sort of copyright grounds of a song and they call it inspiration?
No, I just flat out steal.
I just take it.
Yeah. So the first one.
Go on. What have you stolen first?
Right, you had the criticism of me last week that I play too much of the old rock.
Yeah, I did.
And you also said, oh, but you always play stuff you like.
Yeah, I know that. I know.
That was... I'm not going to play stuff I don't like because I am the one picking it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I see your point, but I don't like Fern Cotton because she loves everything. Like, every time there's a song on, she goes, I love it, it's great.
Yeah, but she doesn't pick the songs.
Well, I know she doesn't pick the songs, but it just gives us an air of loving everything that I don't want to love.
So
everything.
Are you purposely disliking stuff just to be contrary? You hipster idiot.
No, I genuinely dislike you.
Okay, let me change your mind. This band is called the Tempting Rosie.
All right.
And they are Scar, so there's a nice little bit of Scar.
Well, as always, I'll let you know what I think.
Good.
And I was enjoying that as well.
Was you actually enjoying that?
I was actually enjoying that. Are they a Birmingham-based band?
All the bands on Brumcast are Birmingham-based local bands, which you can go see using your eyes and money.
And ears.
And ears. And any other bits of you that feel vibration, I suppose.
Yeah, why not get them all involved? That's what I say.
So they will be playing, those were Tempting Rosie, and they will be playing on the 27th of April at the Rainbow, supporting a band called Fool's Gold that I've never heard of.
No.
And that's a 14-plus gig, so I'm presuming that's going to be full of kids.
So there is an opportunity to tempt Rosie. Rosie shouts.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Remember, if you meet them at a 14-plus gig...
Remember what?
Remember that they could potentially be younger than 16.
Right, okay.
That you meet.
That's got a real ring to it. That's going to be easy to remember. Remember. If you meet them at a 14-plus gig, potentially.
That the defence that you met them in a pub, therefore they must be over 18, is no longer viable when it's a 14-plus gig.
That old fool back out.
I think you'll find, sir, I met her in a pub. Little Chris has all the skinny on that. We will throw up the links on the show notes when you download the as we always do. And when I say we, I mean me.
You.
Actually, this week he didn't really do a full show because he was interviewing a guy from Mogwai.
Right.
I think they might be local or something.
Right. You can't fly out to Mogwai now, can you, with the plane ban?
I have no idea.
I'm saying Mogwai is a country, not a band. I thought it sounded a bit like a country. So you can't fly there.
No, it's good, that one.
Jeez. Thanks.
Works better when you have to explain it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's strange that even without an audience, I could feel that one bomb.
Because he was doing this interview, there wasn't any real difference in music, so I had to dig out.
You actually had to source something yourself.
I had to dig out old Brumcasts.
You're a hero.
I am a little bit of a hero.
For lazy men everywhere, you are a hero.
I am not lazy. I am anything but lazy.
The opposite of lazy.
I am the opposite of lazy. Anyway, next week he's got another special on to do with Theremin Day. Do you know what?
Oh, it's all special.
Do you know what a theremin is for?
Is it that thing at the start of Doctor Who?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Have that.
It's a non-tactile
instrument. They're weird things, aren't they? Yeah.
It's like an aerial with a resistor, and the closer your hand to the bottom and further away it is, it generates a pitch to do with how far your hand's away from the aerial.
Like women who feel threatened by you.
A bit like women who feel threatened by me.
They generate a pitch depending on how far your hands are from them.
That's kind of the same thing, yeah.
That's how I find it.
We're a bit rapey this week.
There is a...
Anyway, next week on the 24th, I think it is, of a- yeah, 24th of April,
right.
There is a Theremin Day at Hackspace. Hackspace is a bunch of people that like electronics and like taking things apart and putting it together in new and interesting ways. There are a good bunch of people, I met some of them.
No,
there's a guy that there called Antonio. I've met his girlfriend.
There is a guy who has a girlfriend.
I've met his girlfriend at least once.
At least once. Go on.
Anyway, so he's part of Hackspace, and they've organised the Theremin Day. Basically, at the beginning of the day, you pay a nominal amount of money, and you make your own Theremin. They provide the kits, and they all make a Theremin. And the second part of the day, they perform on different instruments very similar to the theremin. So Miss Hypnotique,
right,
which I've never heard of, but the person that's on Brumcast next week is performing. His name's Mr. Underwood. He sometimes performs under the name Glatzy.
I've heard Mr. Underwood.
Yeah, he does like really interesting musician-y, tinkering in the garden, mad scientist kind of instruments, and actually makes them quite playable. I interviewed him for a magazine.
What did he say?
He said many things. You can read the article. It never got published, but
I can read it.
You could read it.
It was that good, was it? Riveting.
So, if you're interested in building your own theremin, and you could be,
particularly if you're single, because there's going to be loads of single guys.
Oh, don't. Bless them. There's women there as well.
If you're a single guy or woman, then. I'm just saying, go get yourself a relationship.
We'll put the link up on the show notes. I recommend you go to it, but I'm not going to go to it myself.
That is one high recommendation, isn't
it? How'd you like that?
You should go, I won't be.
Should we do the Mom Mag headlines?
Yeah, go on then.
Okay, every week I go through the Mom Mag's chat magazine.
Like OK Magazine and...
Chat!
I'm a mum.
Take a break.
Yeah, those things.
And I get five random headlines. Well, yeah. I pick the best ones, basically.
You do.
But one of them isn't.
One of them you have faked.
I thought of it with my own brain hole.
Wow.
And we try, and Phil tries to work out which one
it was. I think with a 0% success rate so far.
Yeah, you haven't got one yet. But, so last week's was, here are the five headlines.
Okay.
Terratop drove my tractor.
Yeah.
Blimey, Nicola. That's what we call bendy.
Yeah.
She axed off her hubby's legs.
Right.
Last cartwheel for mummy.
Last cartwheel for mummy. Last cartwheel for mummy.
Husband moved in his toy boy. One of them, just one of them.
Okay. After much consideration.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be Last Cartwheel for Mummy.
Last cartwheel for Mummy.
Yeah, because that's the kind of thing you whisper in my ear.
You think I'm that dark?
Yeah, I think that's the kind of thing you put to me sometimes. If you think I'm feeling vulnerable, you might just suggest it. So I'm not sure whether I've thought it or not. Yeah, so I'm going to go with that. I'm committing to Last Cartwheel for Mummy's the headline that you made up.
Wrong.
Oh, my word.
The answer was, Terratrot drove my tractor.
Oh, my word. They're all as ridiculous as each other.
Come on.
I don't know what this proves. I don't know whether it proves that you could work for Take a Break or that Take a Break is full of utter rubbish. I'm not sure which
you know which one
more
I think.
True a statement.
I'm getting the job at Take a Break.
I'm working for Take a Break.
Right, so this week's Mum Mag headlines
goes
like this. Britain's Got Talons. Britain's Got Idiots.
Oh, I see.
Britain's Got Tractors. Burnt Alive, Inside and Out. Unicorn Magic, Find Guidance.
No!
Find Guidance and Answers today.
No! No. See, again, it's appalling that only one of those is made up. That's appalling.
So that's Britain's Got Talons.
Right.
Britain's Got Idiots.
Yeah, yeah.
Britain's Got Tractors.
Which, yeah, it does, that's a fact.
Burnt Alive Inside and Out. Unicorn Magic, Find Guidance and Answers Today.
I don't know whether to be excited about guessing or just depressed that people are reading this. You know, this is part of somebody's life.
If you've got an opinion, get in contact with us. It is livelearnbham@gmail.com. It's also on Danger Zone, @DangerZonePod.
On the Twitter.
On the Twitter.
I have a 0% success rate. We're on episode what now?
Five.
So it is a 1 in 5 chance of getting it right. So
you should have.
Law of averages. I should have stumbled on the correct answer by now, which is, that's pretty poor, isn't it, really?
Okay, do you have...
Do I have?
Do you have a student of the week?
I always have a student of the week.
Okay, give me the student of the week.
Okay, here we go. Once again, we were inundated with responses, and after sifting through both of them, I decided on a clear winner. Lewis, after going out and getting horrifically drunk,
as is his wont
as a young student man,
mm-hmm.
found that he had lost his keys.
Common predicament, we've all been there.
On returning home, he broke into his own house.
Okay, yeah, with him so far.
On sobering up, he had not broken into his own house. Well done, Lewis.
Well done.
Well done, Lewis. I believe the
children are our future. God bless you, Lewis. Surprisingly common, that.
Surprising. We've all been there.
I've been there. Well, not I've been there.
Not there, but another house. Yeah. House.
Yeah, so well done, Lewis.
Cheers.
Student of the week. What university is from?
A red brick one.
The red brick. Our red brick one in Birmingham.
A red brick.
We're not going to say the specific one. We're going to say a specific one. It is just a red brick one. Okay, so we're going to go for another song quickly.
Let's get another song in.
This is also from Boomcast a couple of weeks ago. If you are a band actually and you want to send us anything to play, we'll be more than willing to get. And we'll even pass it on to Little Chris so he'll play it on his show.
And I will even critique it in my own irreverent style.
What, say that you sort of like it?
Say it was all right. It's fine.
Wow.
Cheers. But yeah, go on, don't let that put you off. Come in and play it. So we'd be pleased with that.
Yeah, no, I could do that. If you want to actually come on and speak to us and be in the studio as we record this, we're up for that as well.
I think there's just about room, isn't there?
We record at 10 o'clock on a Sunday night, so you're probably not doing anything then.
No.
We're not.
We're responsible adults.
We're actual grown-ups. So, yeah, get in contact with us. It's at Danger Zone Pod on the Twitter. You could chime in at any moment with these.
Beham, livelearn.
livelearnbeham@gmail.com.
livelearnbeham@gmail.com.
Links in the show notes. So this next song is also not Rocky.
Oh, right. It's also not Rocky.
Yeah, you know, you complained that we're all Rocky, so this one isn't.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what I think.
And the guy introduces it himself, so...
Although, play this one all the way through, yeah?
And this one's called Mine, Mine, Mine. I could be that man for you. Want to turn the world upside down for you. You could be that girl for me. One that says my man never leave me. And I'm not shy about pillow talk. I don't mind them slow. Love the way you wear your hair. You got style with darling, you don't care. Love to spend my days with you, wasting time doing what we want to. And can you see a time in your life when you beg to be called mine, mine, mine? Now, hope you can, I'll give you time, time, time. Wouldn't it be sweet if I could mend your heart? I knew I'd want you from the start, start, start. Cause I'm never gonna let you down. I said I'd always be around. Cause I'm never gonna let you down. I said I'd always be around. I said I'd always be around. I could be that man for you, the one to turn the world upside down for me. You could be that girl for me, the one that said my man never leave me. And I'm not shy about pillow talk, I don't mind it slow. Love the way you wear your hair, you got style but darling you don't care. Love to spend my days with you, wasting time doing what you want to. And I don't mind if you say no, I just take my heart now and go. Before you do then you should know, you're all I've ever wanted though. Can you see a time in your life when you could beg to be called mine, mine, mine? I hope you can, I'll give you time, time, time. Wouldn't it be sweet if I could mend your heart? I knew I'd want you from the start, start, start. Cause I'm never gonna let you down. I said I'd always be around. Cause I'm never gonna let you down. I said I'd always be around. I said I'd always be around.
Squeak.
Squeak.
The squeak wasn't part of it. That I added that myself.
Oh, right.
Remix.
Remix.
Remix. So, what do you think?
Good of you to get the kooks on the show.
Oh, come on. It was a bit kooksy, I suppose. No worse for it.
No.
I mean, yeah, okay, a little bit derivative of kooks, and I thought a bit of Jamie T in there as well.
Yeah.
I really like Jamie T.
I was just going to say, I hadn't thought about Jamie T.
I hadn't have thought of the kooks when
for,
you went...
For a couple of hours. It was back on my mind.
So yeah, I really liked that. I was enjoying that.
Yeah, it was fine.
Singing along.
It was fine.
Yeah. Fine.
It was fine.
What do I have to do to impress you?
Nudity.
You know that could happen.
Yeah, I'm not going to suggest that again.
No,
probably best.
The links to Clacker will be on the show notes.
Yeah, so I presume we can catch him live as well, can we?
I couldn't see any gigs on his MySpace page. Maybe I'll put some up real soon.
He could just come round your house, presumably.
Oh, that'd be
him
nice.
Him and a guitar.
That would be nice.
You could, you know, cook him tea and he'll play you a song.
I'd give him a cuddle. If I, you know, I hate the sort of tosser that gets out a guitar at parties.
Yeah.
Hate that guy.
Yeah.
Hate that guy. But what I hate most about him is that he's guaranteed to bed a girl that night.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Absolutely. All he has to do is sing a song like that and occasionally look sincerely at her. Done.
Damn.
I'm pretty sure if he did that and looked sincerely at me, I'd be obliged.
Would you?
Maybe a little bit.
Wake up in the morning.
I'd be utterly charmed. I'd be waking up going, what happened?
Yeah.
And then I'd look over at the guitar and go, oh.
Ah, he plays acoustic guitar.
Totally worth it. Have you heard of this, Phil?
Go on.
The poster in my hands here.
Yeah, because visuals work well on radio. Now yeah, I know. That's give me the name it. Of the night.
It's called Electric Carnival. I don't know why I haven't heard of this.
I know. It seems huge, doesn't it?
It seems massive. Bank Holiday Sunday on May the 2nd, 2010. It looks like they're closing up pretty much most of Digbeth for a massive, massive party. Over 60 live acts and DJs, 15 areas of music and attractions, 10,000 people. The headline in it is Fatboy Slim. Why have I not heard of this?
I don't know. Because it seems hugely significant, doesn't it? All those acts. Calvin Harris.
Calvin Harris has got Chasing Status I've never heard of, but you have, haven't you?
I
have,
yeah.
Scratch Perverts are like...
Utah Saints.
Halfway down the bill. Utah Saints are nearly at the bottom. It's like they're a support act.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's loads of good acts.
Where's this come from?
I'm Scooby-Doo, but I'm thinking about going.
Yeah, are you?
Yep, the tickets, we'll put a link in the show notes, but the tickets are on www.electriccityvenueevents.co.uk.
And it's the bank holiday weekend.
Yes,
as well,
the bank holiday weekend, 2nd of May. Who got anything to do on bank holidays, really?
It does.
So, yeah, I'm going to go to that, I think, just to see Fatboy Slim.
Just to see him.
He good.
he is good.
Are you going to do a week in a tweet now for us?
I'll do your week in a tweet.
A week in a tweet is when we sum up the news in 140 characters and less of the entire week.
Yes, because usually you just can do that, can't you?
Yeah, because that's completely doable.
Exactly.
So go on in. I'm going to fade the bed down so we've got our full attention.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm limbered up. Here is this week summed up in a tweet. That's annoying on radio, isn't it?
A little bit.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Get on with it.
Get on with it,
okay. Political debate. There's a volcano. Look, there's a volcano. Don't fly. There's a volcano. A volcano's gone off. Clegg. Is that it?
Yeah. No.
Yeah?
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
That is the week in a tweet.
Yeah. Thanks very much.
That's brilliant.
Thanks very much.
I like that.
Where do we go now?
I don't know. I feel like we should high five and give them a cuddle.
Can we do like a chest bounce thing?
We will afterwards. It's very difficult to pull off wearing headphones.
Yeah, and all these mics get in the way.
Yeah, stupid mics allowing us to communicate with the outside world. Yeah, so you picked the song that it's worth getting sued for this week.
This week I decided it was worth getting sued for a guilty pleasure. The idea came actually from, I heard like guilty pleasures, and someone picked a guilty pleasure. I can't remember what it was. I think it was, what's their names? JLS.
What?
That boy band. You know that boy band, JLS?
Heard of them, vaguely, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they picked a guilty pleasure, and it was the Jackson 5. And I thought, that's not guilty.
That's not a guilty pleasure,
it's
no.
Everyone pounds out a bit of...
Nobody would be embarrassed by playing the Jackson 5.
Yeah. And I just thought, what a cop-out. So, this is my sort of... guilty pleasure. I really like.
I've never heard it. Never heard it.
Never
heard it.
Heard it. Maybe it's not that guilty then. Maybe I'm doing the same thing.
Obscure hipster.
If you have a guilty pleasure, you know, email us in.
Yeah, we could start playing guilty pleasures. Good idea. Email us in. It's
livelearnbeham@gmail.com.
Hipster ironic.
if you've got something guiltier than mine, mm-hmm. It's just very cheesy.
Yeah, you know? And you can always hit us up on the comments on the website studentbirmingham.com or get involved on the Twitter.
I love it, and when I listen to it, it replays moments with my friends, like in the format of like a buddy movie, an American
like
buddy
a montage.
Movie. Yeah, I get like a slow-mo montage.
Is it like a sad montage where you're going through some hard times and your friends aren't around and it's like a memory montage?
Yeah, yeah, it's sort of like that.
Or is it just a filling in a gap of time? So
no, I think
rather than you acting the whole summer, they just have start of the summer, montage, end of the summer.
Yeah, and then in there are things that we never did. I think maybe I've lifted things from American Pie, like there's us playing NFL on the beach and we don't play. Like,
yeah, American I'm pretty football. Sure I do that all the time. Yeah. I'm pretty sure most of my life is actually Boy Meets World.
Yeah, yeah. The vast majority of your memories are Boy Meets World.
Yeah, my maths teacher lived next door. He was a hard ass and he was miserable, but he gave me some important life lessons, I'm pretty sure.
So maybe we could try this all together. Let's listen to this song and see if you can integrate moments from your life into it and edit them into a little buddy movie through the space of this song.
Gonna say the name?
The song is Just What I Needed by Cars.
I've just helped my friend fix a car.
I don't mind you hanging out and talking on the beach. Knew to wear it well and
not being able to run up some stairs and then eventually being able to run up the stairs. On different outfits in a mall, coming out each time, them shaking their heads every time I do, and then finally we all nod our heads together. Doing housework. And nodding. Play fighting on a beach. Laughing in the sunset.
Yeah, a silhouetted against the sky.
Beautiful. I see what you mean.
So yeah, that's our lives edited into a buddy movie that may or may not.
I'm pretty sure some of them things actually happened to me, but then I'm also as sure that none of them ever, ever did. If you want to get in contact with us about anything, the email address and the links will be on the show notes, but it is at dangerzonepod, or the email address is
livelearn@bham.com.
Yeah, your mic's on. Oh, no, your mic's not on.
No, my mic's not.
Your mic's never been on. We've done the whole show.
No, I've heard it in my headphones before. Yeah, like that. It's been like that for the majority of the show.
Yeah.
But just for the last few months.
You're not that interesting anyway, Phil.
Well, no, but people have said that.
And if you want to say that, get in contact with in the comments of the website or livelearnbham.
What we haven't done for a long time.
At gmail.com.
Is flipping Dyer Watch. I'm missing out on all my Danny Dyer based news.
If you can find Danny Dyer, what he's up to at the moment, I think he's shooting a couple of films at the moment, so
is
I think he's on the DL.
Is he?
Yes.
Learning his life, he's getting method actor that
method,
he is.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you've got any news on Danny Dyer, please let us know. We're worried about him.
Yeah.
Otherwise, this has been another very short podcast for you, and I will see you next week.
Ta-ra.
Ta-ra.